You know you want it. Elegant insights into all that glitters.
Greetings, precious humans. It's Laura for Fashionability with part 3 in our podcast series devoted to the Apple Watch. In this podcast, I am going to answer some of the questions that have begun to come in response to the first couple of episodes I've posted. Interestingly, almost all of the questions I've received so far pertain to color. The color of the rubber sport watch bands and the various metal band colors and which would go with which watch case. So I'm going to answer the questions I've been asked to this point with regard to color. And this pertains specifically to people who are blind or visually impaired. If you can see the colors, if you know what the colors are, then my information here is not going to be relevant to you. So feel free to skip this episode. Okay? I'd like to shout out a special greeting to two ladies, both of whom are down under, my friend Amanda and my friend Lisette. Hello, ladies. It was wonderful getting your messages. One of them is from Australia, the other from New Zealand. Funny, in a wonderfully ironic way, that two of the emails I've received have been from ladies I know. Both of you are beautiful, wonderful ladies, and I thank you for reaching out to me. So first, I'm going to talk about the metal watch bands and which metal watch bands can be worn with which case. So the cases, as you know, are available in the aluminum or steel. The colors in the aluminum are the space gray and the plain silver aluminum color. And in the steel, the colors are space black and the plain steel finish. So you might be wondering, the silver aluminum case and the steel case seem to be very similar in that they're both in the silver tone. So you might be wondering, so what is the difference? Well, I will tell you there is a difference visually in the color of the two silver finish cases. The steel is a lighter, brighter, more high polish, shiny, light reflective mirror finish. Whereas the silvery aluminum case finish is, and I'm reluctant to use this word because it almost sounds like it's unflattering a word, but the silver aluminum case is a bit duller. Maybe a better way to say it is that the silver aluminum case is a bit darker, in that on the scale of shades of grayish slash silver tone, the aluminum case is not quite as shiny and not quite as light reflective as is the steel case, because steel comes up to a very high shine mirror finish when you polish it, whereas aluminum doesn't shine quite to the same degree. So the aluminum finish case looks a little duller, a little bit more low key. It's not as shiny. It's a little grayer. It's a little darker. A little, if that makes sense. But it is not as gray a color as, say, the space gray aluminum case. That is definitely a gray. It's a sort of gunmetal gray finish. So it's definitely a darker, deeper gray tone, whereas the aluminum case that's just the plain silver finish is definitely more silvery in tone than the space gray. But the silvery-est of the three is definitely the steel, which is bright, shiny, light reflective, and high polish. So one of the questions was from a listener who wanted to know, if I purchased one of the aluminum cases, can I use the Milanese loop metal band with it? Would the colors be close enough? Because she wanted to purchase the less expensive watch case, but wanted to dress it up with the more expensive watch band. She wanted to know if it would go. So let me tell you this about the Milanese loop. And for that matter, I'll say the same thing or similar things about the metal link bracelet in the plain steel finish. I will start with the difference between the link steel bracelet and the steel watch case. The steel link bracelet has what I would characterize as a brushed finish. It is not the same highly reflective, high-polish steel shine as is the case with the stainless steel Apple Watch. It's the same material. It's still stainless steel. But because it has a brushed finish, in other words, it's more of a matte finish rather than a mirror polish. It's not a high shine finish. It's a more subdued finish. Some of you may think of it as a matte finish. That's another way to say it. Matte, brushed. It has a duller surface finish, even though it's still plain steel, as opposed to the other choice, which is the space black finish. That's definitely a black color, whereas the plain steel link bracelet is plain silvery stainless steel, but because of the finishing process, it does have a more dulled down, more low-key quality to it. The Milanese loop, on the other hand, I would say some similar sounding things, but for different reasons. The Milanese loop bracelet is a tightly woven mesh. And because the mesh is a woven wire, it doesn't have as many surfaces from which to reflect light, because it doesn't have a lot of flat surface area to throw the light. The Milanese loop is not a satin finished or a matte finish or a brushed finish by design. It is a more matte finish because of the way it's woven. So if you think of, say, a screen door on your backyard, the metal frame around the outside of the metal mesh is a shiny finish, whereas the actual metal mesh is going to be a more dull finish. And it has to do with the fact that there's space in between all of the wires. It has holes in it. So you're not looking at a lot of surface area from which to reflect light. So the Milanese loop gives the illusion that it's a darker gray than the steel watch case. It's not a gray color necessarily. It's still a stainless steel, but because of the fact it's been woven, the texture of it makes it less shiny than the stainless steel case. So I would say it's a bit grayer, just a shade darker, grayer than the shiny steel case. However, because it's steel, which by nature is brighter, whiter, and more light reflective than aluminum, it's a shade lighter than the aluminum case. Can you tell the difference? Yes, you can tell the difference, but we're talking about a shade here. So in actuality, I am of the opinion, and this is just my opinion, mind you, the Milanese loop watch band can be worn with either the stainless steel case, the silver aluminum case, or the space gray aluminum case. Because the Milanese loop watch band is, I would say, in between the shade of the steel and the aluminum case, but it's lighter than the space gray case. If you want to pop the contrast, then the Milanese loop band would look beautiful with the space gray aluminum case, because you have a definite contrast there, yet it's still in the sort of grayish family. Same with the silver aluminum. Even though the silver plain aluminum finish watch case, the sport watch case, is a silvery-ish finish, It's a little less shiny than the steel, as I've said, and the mesh is subtle and subdued enough to pair with the aluminum case and have it be not too great a contrast. It would be a greater contrast with the gray aluminum case. That would definitely be more of a contrast in metal colors. It would be subtler with the aluminum plain finish. And again, it's going to be more subtle than the shiny steel case. So in my opinion, the Milanese Loop watch band would look well with the space gray, the plain aluminum, or the steel finish cases, because all three of them are really in on the spectrum of from silver to gray. They're all different tones, with the gray being the most color saturated in that spectrum, and the steel being the brightest, shiniest in that gray / silver spectrum. Does that make sense? So to answer your question directly, I would definitely wear the Milanese Loop with the plain steel, the plain aluminum, or the space gray aluminum, depending on the look you're trying to achieve. And I think the difference in the color between the Milanese Loop, the aluminum, and the steel is subtle enough that it would be perfectly beautiful with either choice. I'm not as crazy about the combination of the link bracelet with the aluminum cases. I think you can put them together, but the link bracelet in the plain steel finish is definitely more of a matte finish as opposed to shiny. So I think that it might be too dull a combination. And by dull, I just mean not light reflective. If you're a really low-key person and you really want something that's so subtle, it's not going to really show. The link bracelet's going to show because it's big and thick and heavy and, well, beautiful. But you're really looking at shades of gray and not shiny. So in some ways, I think that would almost be too low-key a look. But if you're the type of person who likes to wear a lot of gray and you would want something that's not going to catch the light, is not going to be, if you're the type of person who shies away from, you know, gaudy or shiny or sparkly at any price, at any cost, you just don't want that look at all, then that might be a possible combination. But it would really be about as low key as you can get, with the possible exception of the space gray case and the space gray rubber watch band. I mean, that's going to be all gray all the time. That's going to be like, you know, the workout sweats of all of the combinations. Gray, gray, and more gray. That is a lot of gray. So that is my opinion about the metal bands. The other question was about the color of the rubber watch bands. The question came from someone who said she is a rather more low-key person, and she's a little concerned about whether or not the color of the rubber watch bands are, if the colors are too bright, if they're too gaudy, if they're too teenage girl, or they're just too altogether over the top. So there are six colors in the rubber watch bands. There's black, white, and gray, and then there's blue, green, and pink. So I'm going to just focus on the blue, green, and pink, because white is white, and that, I think, would look well with either the space gray or the aluminum, or either one of the steel, for that matter. I like the combination of white and the high polish steel. And black and gray are more easily understood, I think, by most people. If you really want that sport look, that workout sweats sport look, you're going to want to go with the black or the gray watch bands. But as far as the colored watch bands are concerned, in my opinion, this is how the colors sort of shake out. They are a little on the bright side. They are not Crayola box of neon color crayons. They're not day glow colors. But they're not necessarily really subtle either. They're certainly primary, well-saturated colors. Each has a bit of an edge to it, in my opinion, a bit of a twist to the color. The green is probably the simplest way. The green is probably the simplest color in the way I would describe it. I would say the green is a lime green. It's not a bright green. It's not a day glow green or a neon green. But it's not a grass green, pine green, hunter green, olive green, dark green either. It's not emerald green. There are a million different shades of green, right? It's a lime green headed towards a kiwi green color. That's how I would describe the green. It's not mint green, like a pale green. It's not a pastel green. It's a saturated green color that's quite green. The blue, again, there are a million different shades of blue. And the blue, I would describe it as a medium blue that has a turquoise tinge to it. I would say it's a turquoise blue. And by turquoise, if you collect gemstones at all, then you know turquoise comes in a couple of different colors. There is the greenish turquoise. That's the more common type of turquoise. But the classic turquoise that most people think of, the association of the color turquoise, is a robin's egg blue. There's a particular mine in Arizona or New Mexico, I forget which state, called the Sleeping Beauty Mine. And the Sleeping Beauty Mine turns out a color of turquoise that is exquisite, and it's so beautiful, they name the turquoise the color of the mine, and they call it Sleeping Beauty Turquoise, because it's that gorgeous, not a cloud in the sky, Chamber of Commerce, blue sky blue, a robin's egg blue, a brilliant, light, intense blue. So I would call the blue a turquoise blue rather than a denim blue. It's not the color of your favorite pair of denim jeans. It's not indigo blue. It's not navy blue, royal blue. It's not cobalt blue. It's not wedgewood blue. There's a million different shades of blue. It's definitely a blue turquoise ish color. Okay, that's the blue. The pink, I would not characterize the pink as a bubblegum pink. It's not a 13-year-old girl, baby girl pink. It's not pale pink. It's not pastel pink. It's not fuchsia. It's not hot pink. It's not magenta. It's not carnation pink. It is, I would say, a medium pink that actually is wandering kind of close to a salmon color. There is an edge of a warmth to the pink. That's why I would say it's not a hot pink or a bubblegum pink or a bright neon pink or a little girl pink. It's almost coral, almost a coral pink shade. If you think of the color of angel skin coral, there's, you know, different kinds of coral. There's red coral. There's all sorts of different colors of coral. I'm talking about the organic material coral. But the color of this pink definitely has a tinge of, I want to say that the barest hint of orange to it. And I mean barely, so don't think this is orange. It's not orange. It really is closer to salmon. It's not quite as red, say, as a raspberry red or a strawberry red or a watermelon kind of pinkish red. It's not that. It's definitely pink, but again, think salmon. Think almost a shade of coral. So it's a warmer, somewhat subtler shade of pink. So if you're a lady who loves color, you know who you are. And you will love these colors. The colors are beautiful. They're really pretty, attractive colors. Kids would love these colors. They are a little bit more sophisticated than, I would say, you know, what you think of when you think of, you know, kids' bright electric colors. I wouldn't describe these as exactly electric colors. They're bright, highly saturated colors. But if you're the type of person that doesn't go in for color, if you want to stay low key, of the three choices of the colors, the pink, the blue, and the green, I would choose based on what you wear most often. I would never wear the green under any circumstances. Green would not look good against my skin at all. I'm very pale, and that color green would just not look well on me. I'm not much of a pink person either, but this particular pink, as I said, isn't a candy pink. It's a bit warmer, so it's a bit of a more sophisticated pink. The blue, I would probably be most likely to wear the blue if I were going to wear a color. Especially if you wear jeans a lot, you might like the color of the blue if you wear a lot of cool colors and casual wear. So the blue I would call a cool color. The pink is a warmer color. The green is somewhere in between. Some people like to think of green as sort of a neutral color. Of the band choices in the rubber, I probably would go with the white just for me if I were going to wear the sport combination. I think the white band and the space gray case would look nice together. However, my choice, if I were going to choose, I wouldn't personally be choosing any of the sport bands. That's just not my look. So if you are choosing a sport band, I think you already know what kind of color you would want. So the black and the gray are going to be the most subdued. I'm guessing probably a lot of gentlemen are going to prefer the black or the gray. The white would be beautiful for summer, really sporty outdoor summer look, you know, tank top, shorts, flip-flops, white band with the sport watch. Very cool. And the pink and the green and the blue are just bright and pretty and colorful. So I hope that answers your question about the colors of the watch bands, both the metal and the rubber. I know that it's not very helpful for those of you who have no point of reference with regard to color. It's really difficult to describe color if there is no point of reference. Color also can be perceived differently by different people. Color also looks different against different skin tones. If you have a deeper skin tone, I'm thinking the pink or the blue would look beautiful against a deeper skin tone. I think that it also depends on what your lifestyle is and what kinds of outfits you plan to wear the watch with. I think the white is probably going to be the one that looks either dressy or casual, because I think the white band, of course, since it's white, it's going to go with everything. And I think it's going to probably be the most vertical, excuse me, the most versatile next to the black. The black and the sport case combination is definitely sporty, same with the gray. So it's a matter of personal taste, lifestyle, what you wear, your skin tone, your sensibility about color, and whether or not you want something that's going to be eye-catching or something that's going to be more demure. Same thing with the metal watch bands. None of the metal watch bands are sparkly at all. So you don't have to worry about something that's going to be super shiny or sparkly. You're not going to be able to bring a plane down with the shine factor of the watch bands, because the watch bands are subtler. So you don't have to worry about that if you're a low-key person on the watch bands. But again, I wouldn't get entirely too stressed about making a choice of watch bands. And the reason is because, as I mentioned in a previous podcast episode, I was told by the Apple Store employee with whom I had my try-on demo that Apple has made the specs available to third-party manufacturers of the mechanism that enables attaching the watch bands to the watch case. It's a proprietary mechanism, patented, I'm sure. But they've made those specs available. You are going to have no end to the choices of watch bands coming soon. trust me. Just to, you know, let you know, in the interest of full disclosure, my own company, Elegant Insights Braille Creations, is seeking to somehow be part of the Apple Watch aftermarket. And if I can come up with a way to create a watch band, something that might possibly be embellished in Braille, I mean, you know, that's what we do. I'm going to try. I'm already designing a couple of different watch bands, and I'm going to see what I can come up with. I don't know. Maybe I can, maybe I can't, but I'd like to try. In the meantime, though, you're going to have so many choices, you're not even going to be able to decide, and so many of them are going to be so much less expensive than these original Apple Corporation choices. They're going to be much less expensive. They're going to be numerous. They're going to be sparkly. They're going to be made of different materials. They're going to be all sorts of different sizes with all sorts of different features. There's going to be smart bands at some point that I'm given to understand will have additional sensors and provide extra features and functionality to the Apple Watch. Trust me, choice is not going to be a problem. So don't worry if you choose something and you're a little disappointed or you feel like, oh, maybe you should have ordered another one. You're not locked into anything. You can always make additional purchases later and there will be a great deal from which to choose. Let me know if you have more questions. I hope this helped. Thank you so much for writing to me. Keep your email coming. Let me know if you would prefer a private response via email as opposed to answering your question on the podcast. Write to me at fashionabilitychannel@gmail.com. Again, my name is Laura. Please type All the Glitters Apple Watch question in the subject line so that I make sure that the email gets directly to me. And I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you, everyone. Sparkle on.